Harry, welcome to Mansion Inglés. You are a retired man now, but you've had a very interesting and varied life. Tell us about some of the jobs you've had over the years.
Well, I left school when I was 14 years old, and that was in the year of 1946. It was exactly 1 year after the Second World War. I started work as an electrician's apprentice. I then went into a selling career, and I commenced selling by going into Covent Garden Fruit Market. As you may know, that they were importers of all the foreign fruits from all around the world. From there, I went into a canning company. They were responsible for produce of foodstuff in cans, which were sold to all the major supermarkets in England. I was with them for 17 years. I then decided to leave them and start up my own business, and I went into a newspaper tobacconist shop. From there, after a period of 5 years, we opened up a sandwich bar, which was right in the city of London, and we had that for 2 years. From there, I decided to start up my own business of car hire, and I found that most interesting because I was involved in driving many, many TV personalities. And from there, I went to work for the South African High Commission in London and was responsible for driving the High Commissioner.
And which job did you most enjoy, Harry?
I think possibly driving the High Commissioner, because it was so varied, in as much that the people that I was meeting were so interesting. For example, I drove Nelson Mandela. He came over to England for a state visit. I drove President de Groot. He was over for a state visit. And during the course of driving the High Commissioner, I was meeting very many interesting people.
And which job did you hate the most, Harry?
I think possibly the jobs that I had in my early life, for instance, the electrician's apprentice, I didn't enjoy that too much. When I first started selling, I didn't enjoy those particular ventures too much. It was the latter part of my life when, I think mostly when I was driving, in as much that I was driving quite a lot of TV personalities, and as I've already previously stated, some very interesting people.
Looking back on your working life, is there anything that you would change?
Well, the only thing that I would change would be a personal thing, and that is that I wish I had studied more at school. I wish I had improved my educational level. But then, having said that, there was reasons why I had to leave school at 14. And at the end, I suppose one must look back on their life and be thankful for what they've done and maybe what they've achieved.